أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله،
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. How you guys doing? I wanted to share something just amazing with you. Did you read about this? We posted it on our Facebook page. We shared it on our social media too. So make sure, subscribe here right now. Hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on posts like this. Now, before I get into this BBC news report that's actually talking about the sunnah of the last and final message sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. This is amazing. Subscribe right now so you don't miss our shows that come out, videos like this. Hit that notification bell. I want to share a true story with you. A good friend of mine shared this story with me. It's a true story. Dr. Ahmed Sabil, when he had his baby, he said that the doctors came in and did these tests and the baby's blood sugar was really low. So they were getting ready to put all these injections in the baby. And what he did was, you know, we have this, what we do when the baby's born, you recite the adhan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The baby's ear, God is the greatest, God is the greatest. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
There's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth, Allah, testifying that Muhammad is his messenger. And come to prayer, come to prayer, come to success, come to success. That's the adhan. And then you also have some other practices. But one of them here is the taking of the date. Look, the date and the natural sugars in the date and rubbing it inside of the baby's mouth. So Dr. Sabil Ahmed, he did this. He did it while everyone stepped out of the hospital room. So what happens next? They run back, they do all the tests, and then they come back, check the tests as they're about to go ahead and intervene because the baby's sugars, blood sugar is very low. Lo and behold, after Dr. Sabil Ahmed, after he did this sunnah, a placing the date inside with the natural sugars in the baby's mouth, the blood sugar level went back to where it's supposed to be. It got regulated properly. Alhamdulillah. Now take it to what I wanted to share with you, that we know over 1400 years ago when a baby was born, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon it, made it his sunnah, his way to do this practice that we're doing today. Look at that. And we know in the sunnahs, there's barakah, there's wisdom. So now we have this BBC news report coming out saying that a dose of sugar given in a gel rubbed into the cheek of the baby is a cheap and effective way to protect premature babies against brain damage, say experts. Dangerously low blood sugar affects about 1 in 10 babies born too early. Untreated, it can cause permanent harm. Researchers from New Zealand testified that gel therapy in 242 babies under their care, and based on the results, say it should now be the first line of treatment. Their work is published in the Lancet. So, alhamdulillah, isn't this amazing? So when you look back and you see the Quran, verbatim word of God Almighty, has signs in there that it is indeed from the creators of heavens and earth. I'm going to give you the good news, so stay to the end. I got some good news. I got a gift for you. If you're not yet Muslim, if you're looking into Islam, you're looking for the purpose of life, why you've been created, why you're here, I'm going to have a gift for you, so stay soon. Stay tuned. So now we have so many evidences that Islam, because it's not blind faith. You have the Quran, the meat and potatoes of it, like the main evidence, the prophecies in the Quran, the miracles, the splitting of the moon, the development of the human being. The list goes on. So imagine Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. If you put a green for check, right, and a red for wrong, some things that he got right, some things that he got wrong, he's not getting anything wrong. If you go to the experts in these areas of embryology, of zoology, of biology, whatever science, and you go to not some guy on YouTube, you know, who's, you know, using his expertise on making videos against Islam to go ahead and give his biased interpretation of things. No, you go to the experts, and now the experts are in line, and they're like, okay, this actually like the barrier that's between, that the Quran talks about, between the two waters, right? It's there in the Quran. So now you have the preservation of the Quran. It's there. The message of just worshiping one and only one God and being morally upright. The list goes on. And then when you study the life of Prophet Muhammad, the prophecies that he talked about, the events to come that have passed that he talked about, things that are just unimaginable that this man living in the desert 1400 years ago would know. So now you have green, red. Green is for a check off how many things are right, and then read how many things are wrong. And I give the example of Nostradamus, just one simple example. People get caught up with, you know, many of the things that Nostradamus had supposedly predicted. And now these vague, it's very just like hard to, it's very esoteric, and it's hard to, you know, kind of pinpoint, but he might have one thing possibly that is something that might have came true. Maybe one, very vague. But they forget about all of the check boxes in the red that were totally false. You don't have that with Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. You don't have that. So that's not fallible. How is that imaginable, fallible? How can that possibly be? Now we talk about, we have the major evidences that if anyone's sincere, open-minded, they take a scientific, analytical approach, and they look at the Quran, and they're fascinated right off the get-go of the message. La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship except the one who created you, created me, the one who Jesus prayed to, Moses, Abraham, last and final message of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Simple message to be morally upright. And the foundation is the Tawheed, the pure monotheism. And now it's based on evidence upon evidence because the Quran is a living miracle. Now we come to the Sunnah. Now we come to these examples. It's amazing. This is just one of them. Just one of them that now I gave you the true example. This is anecdotal. You know, but then you have the researchers from the BBC News report published in The Lancet. It is amazing. Look at that. So those people who are upon the Sunnah, there's barakah in it. Don't ever go away from it. And we're taking this chance to revive this Sunnah, to revive this Sunnah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who revives my Sunnah will have the reward of those who do it. So inshallah, we got a chance to revive this Sunnah, to increase some people's iman. Because when they look at the details, and then also the meat and potatoes, the vegetables and all these things together, there's no way that this man could be speaking from himself. No, he's speaking from divine revelation, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And it's not blind faith, where you're just jumping into this blindly. You're using the faculties that God Almighty, the Creator Allah, has given you. And you look at the ample amount of evidence that is there, that the Quran is indeed from the Creator God Almighty, that Prophet Muhammad is indeed the last and final messenger sent to mankind. And then you look at his Sunnah. For those people who are practicing it, look at the blessings of this, just this Sunnah. So try your best not to neglect the Sunnahs that are there. There's great wisdom behind them because it is indeed from the Creator of the heavens and earth who's inspiring Prophet Muhammad. And I told you, I promised you a gift. That's right. For those people who are liking what we have to say, they want to learn more. They're sick of hearing all of this false propaganda that's out there against Islam. They know when they watch our shows that many of these things we debunk, they see that, hold on, I don't like being lied to. I really want to get to know Islam for myself. Go ahead and visit us at thedeanshow.com and get, now you can get your on us free copy of the Quran. That's right. Go to thedeanshow.com, and now it's a gift from me to you. Go ahead and get your free copy of the Quran. And after you read it, I want to hear back from you. Many have accepted Islam, submission to the Creator, not the creation. Go ahead and send us a message. Let us know your experience. And maybe you need some assistance too. Go ahead. You have some questions, email us. So for those who have read the Quran, accepted it, we want to hear your stories. Those people are thinking about it, just have a few questions, go ahead. Those who want to take Shahada, go ahead, contact us. And hopefully you benefit from this news report from the BBC talking about this Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Thank you very much. Go ahead and subscribe if you haven't in the beginning. Right now, support our work. You know, my team tells me you got to go ahead and tell the people to like. You got to tell them to, if it was me, I'd just leave you alone on this. But you got to remind them to hit the notification bell. You got to remind them to do the like. That's all part of helping the videos grow so we can get to more people, and more people can benefit from this, inshallah, and support us on our Patreon page. We'll see you next time, inshallah, God willing. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.